Many people living in cities have come to depend on Uber. This is a car service that allows you to summon a vehicle on your smartphone. But there is a legal dispute over the people operating those vehicles. Uber says its drivers are independent contractors. A federal class action lawsuit argues that they are employees and deserve more protections and benefits. But there might be a third category. It's something in the murky middle we haven't really defined yet in the United States. There is some precedent abroad, as NPR's Aarti Shahani reports.
According to David Plouffe, Uber drivers are clearly independent contractors.
Drivers can log on to the platform if they want, and if they don't, they don't have to, even when we're busy.
Plouffe, the man who ran President Obama's 2008 election campaign, was hired by Uber to help clean up its image and fight public policy battles. He says drivers have maximum flexibility over their most important asset, time.
And that's very different than almost any other part of our economy, where even people who work part-time at some retail establishment, restaurant establishments, you know, their schedule gets sent oftentimes with very little notice.
The California Labor Commission recently ruled an Uber driver is an employee. The company is appealing that decision. According to Uber, drivers in the U.S. work 19 hours a week on average. Plouffe says they want to recruit more casual drivers, get people on their way to work to pick up passengers.
If they do 10 trips a week, in a quote-unquote casual carpool using the Uber platform, is that person an employee? Of course not.
Okay, but the counter question is, if they do 40 hours a week, they got the car to be an Uber driver, and your records show they've been doing it for a year or two. Are they an employee?
Well, again, I think dicing this up is not the right way to look at this. You have to look at the overall picture.
Not the right way, again, because he says the driver is in the driver's seat and hours come down to personal choices.
Of course, it's diverse, but those drivers, whether you drive 40 hours a week or 4 hours a week, you're not told whether to drive at all. It's your decision.
In the United States, looking well beyond Uber, the employment debate tends to have two poles, employee on one end, independent contractor on the other. But over in Canada...
In Canada, there's an intermediary class that's recognized by the courts and by labor and employment statutes called a dependent contractor.
Simon Heath is an employment lawyer in Ontario.
It doesn't really matter now what you call yourself or how you try to structure your relationship. What really matters is how that relationship plays itself out.
In 2008 and 2009, courts in Canada ruled that economic dependence matters. If a company has relied on a person consistently over the years, if that person derives all or most of her income from that job, then she could be a dependent contractor. Heath says for his clients, the main benefit is getting a severance package if terminated.
In Ontario, that ranges from zero to a maximum of 24 months of pay, so 2 years. You know, that can be a significant sum of money.
Germany has also created a third category for employee-like workers. But the U.S. Congress hasn't tweaked fundamentals here in decades.
In a meaningful way, it was in 1947.
Jeffrey Hirsch is a professor at the University of North Carolina School of Law. In the 1947 Taft-Hartley Act, Congress explicitly stated independent contractors are a class that do not get protections given to employees. Since then, workers have tried to get reclassified, like janitors who aren't allowed to work for more than one company, or plumbers who've worked more than full-time at the same place for years.
There's been plenty of opportunities for Congress to say more about this issue as it's enacting newer employment statutes, and it really just hasn't caught a lot of attention.
Hirsch says as labor moves from blue-collar to service jobs, fewer factory workers, more Uber drivers, the need for a third category is growing. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.